Looking for a great math program? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective by using creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Here's a great testimonial from Lori, one of the many listeners of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. She said, "One day, my 10-year-old was in tears over math. I tried my best to help, but ended up in tears as well. We prayed together, and that very night, I received an email offer for CTC Math. The following Monday, we reviewed the curriculum together. She was willing to give it a shot, and we have never looked back." Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am so excited that you've joined us today. We are back with part two of our conversation on I Hate Homeschooling. And of course, Abby's back with me. Hi, Abby.
Hello.
So fun. In the first episode that we did on Monday, we were talking about the reasons why many people hate homeschooling. And there are reasons. There are actual legitimate reasons that people have for really struggling with homeschooling. And today, you know, today is different than it was even a year ago, because now so many people in the past year have been forced into homeschooling. And it has been one of the greatest things we've seen come out of this COVID crisis, is that we have seen parents bring their kids home. Parents who previously thought, you know, I could never homeschool. I didn't think that I had the patience. I thought about it, but I never thought I could actually do it. And then they were forced to do it. And God was like, I'm going to show you that you actually do have what it takes. But even then, many of those parents never planned to homeschool. And now they're in the midst of it, walking this journey that they never planned to walk. And it's hard. It can be frustrating. And so we want to bring you hope.
Yes. And it is hard, even for those of us who have the deep conviction to homeschool and that have been doing it all along. And, you know, some of the reasons last time we talked about it being hard is maybe your spouse, your husband isn't on the same page with it, or you have parents that disagree, or maybe you have a child who just has some real struggles with academics, or just all sorts of things. And those things make it even harder. And so we hear you and we understand that this is hard. But what I want to kind of shift your focus on is, maybe it's not that you hate homeschooling. Maybe it's just that there are some struggles that you have that just need to get worked out, that just need to get maybe some experts called in to help you out. Or maybe you just need to be reminded that you can do this. Because we as moms, I think we have this issue where we tell ourselves that we can't do it. We're never enough. We're not going to be able to do it. And at the end of the day, we have a list in our head of all the things either we failed at, or our kids didn't step up to the plate on, or areas that we need growth. And I just keep going back to Philippians 4, where it says we need to focus on the good and the lovely and the praiseworthy and all these things. And I feel like, as a homeschool mom that screams, I hate homeschooling, the first thing you need to do is write Philippians 4 and put it on your fridge. And every day when you start to say, ah, these are the reasons I hate it, stop and say, but you know what? Look at the time I'm getting with my kids. Or if nothing else, because you're like, I don't want that time with my kids, say, look how God's refining me. Look how my patience is being stretched. Look how I can't do this. And so I'm forced onto my knees to depend on the God who promises that he will give me what I need to do it. And so it's just a very difficult, subtle is what I mean, shift in thinking between I hate homeschooling to I want to have the heart of God for homeschooling. And when we can shift that, you know, it says in 1 Samuel 12, but be sure to fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart. Consider what great things he has done for you. When I start to get frustrated, like, I don't want to serve these kids. Honestly, how many meals do they need a day? They're not getting it. They don't even appreciate it. Why am I putting in all this time and energy, and all they really want to do is go outside and play? And I have to say, you know what? I'm not doing it to like it. I'm not doing it to get my fulfillment. I'm not doing it for any other reason than I am serving God. And when you can when you can look at it that way, all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, this is a big thing that I'm doing. Yeah. And when we align our hearts with God, He will align His with us. And it will just, it just happens. You start to have His heart for the job He's called you to do. And the joy starts to come, because joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Joy is not a fruit of homeschool. Let me repeat. It's a fruit of the Spirit. So if you're looking for all your joy to come from homeschool, it's not going to.
Yeah.
But it is going to come from the Lord that has called you to homeschool.
Yeah. I love that, Abby. I love that you talk about just being intentional about trying to find joy in it, because it's easy to grumble. It's easy to just be like, I hate this, and hear all the reasons why. Mm-hmm. I get that. I do that oftentimes with different areas in my life. You know, I there are things that I'm just like, I'm just done. I don't want to do this thing anymore. It's hard,
right?
And it's discouraging, and it's frustrating, and I don't want to do it anymore. I feel that way oftentimes about discipline. You know, I hate disciplining my kids. Like, I mean, I don't know any parent who enjoys it, but I legitimately hate it. It's hard to do. I don't want the fight with them. But I know that because I love them and I care about their eternal souls, that we have to correct and discipline and train and guide them in the way of the Lord. And so it's hard sometimes, but I love that you brought up Philippians 4. You know, the whole chapter is fantastic, but specifically Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7 say, do not be anxious about anything. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that again. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything with thanksgiving, present your request to the Lord, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And that's the thing, we need to give Him thanks. You know, find the good things to find the good in it. You know, when you're getting frustrated, just stop and say, you know what, Lord, thank you that I have the freedom to homeschool my kids. Thank you that my kids are in my home with me, and that they have the ability to learn. Thank you that I have the ability to teach them. Thank you that you've given us your word so that we can teach them truth. Find the things that you're thankful for, and meditate on those things. And you have to oftentimes, again, be intentional about that. You have to bring your mind back to the blessings of homeschooling and stop focusing on the hate that you have for homeschooling or you know, the frustration that you might have with it.
And you have to remember too, God says, He tells us that children are a blessing. They're not a burden.
That's right.
And so if He says they're a blessing and we're saying, I hate this, then somewhere there's a disconnect with what we're believing that God is saying, you know, because He's right, you're wrong. Sorry. Yeah. They are a blessing. And so if you're hating it, the first thing I would say is, take your heart to the Lord and just be real and honest and pray and say, God, I'm hating this, but I know that's not what your intent is, because I know that these children are a blessing and I know that this is your design, and you don't design us to hate what you've called us to do. And get to God on it and deal with it, and don't try to just, you know, grab on and fix it, us type A. Oh, I hate it, so I'm going to force myself to love it. And we're going to love this, everybody. Get up and smile. But we just need to be honest and real with the Lord. And I think another thing that we tend to do, and you hit on this in the last episode, is we look around a lot. We look at what all the other moms are doing. Well, their kids get dropped off at school, and look what they get to do. And look at they make more money because they're doing a side job, or they get to go to the, I don't know, have lunch all day with their friends. Or, oh, look at that other homeschool mom. Her kid doesn't struggle with reading. Her children don't fight all day. And I go back to Proverbs 14:30, and it says, a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Mm-hmm. And there is nothing that is going to drive you to hating homeschool faster than looking around at other women and envying them.
Sure.
It will rot your bones.
Yeah.
And once those are rotted, you are going to hate everything about homeschool. So just really go to the Lord and say, God, why am I hating this? Is this something in my heart? Is this something I need to change in my home? I mean, maybe we just need a new reading curriculum. I mean, it could be as simple as, I hate that curriculum. Or is this a deeper heart issue? Because God is faithful. He's faithful to us when we truly seek him in his way. And he doesn't want us to hate it. He doesn't. That's not his will.
No.
And when we pray his will, he is faithful to answer that prayer.
That's right. That is right. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to give you some very, very specific things that you can do to encourage you. I mean, not that we've not been doing that, but I want to give you just kind of some specific steps that you can take in order to enjoy homeschooling. So we'll be right back.
Learning to write well in order to effectively communicate ideas can be a challenge for many students. Equipping teachers and teaching parents with methods and materials which will aid them in training their students to become confident and competent communicators and thinkers is key. The Institute for Excellence in Writing is an organization dedicated to training, mentoring, and providing a model for teachers in a clear, sequential, and effective method of teaching writing that reinforces history, science, literature, and other content areas.
Our methodology begins with dictated content. So rather than saying to a child, here, think of something and learn to write, we actually give them the content, and through our 9 units, gradually wean them from dictated content to that blank page.
Through the process of learning to write well, students learn how to think clearly and to express themselves eloquently and persuasively. For more information or to order the program, visit IEW.com.
We are back, and like I said before the break, I want to give some very specific ways that we can encourage you to kind of get past this this idea or this feeling that you may be having of hating homeschooling, just feeling frustrated with it. Or maybe, you know, maybe you don't and you have a friend who does not want to homeschool or is homeschooling but really struggling with it. Or maybe you're just tired. You're getting halfway through the year. And, you know, the month of February is hard because we have the beginning of the year is kind of busy and we're trying to get into our groove. We get into our groove and then we break for the holidays and we have Thanksgiving and the Christmas and the New Year's. And we there's just so much going on during that season. And then we come back into it in January. You're trying to get back into it again. And then February, I don't know what happens in February, but a lot of families kind of get into this like homeschool slump where they're just like,
it's the worst month of the year.
Why is
especially
that?
Where we live, because just weather-wise, it's the worst. It feels like you're never going to see the sun and you're never going to see a plant or a living piece of anything and you're never going to get out of here. Here's the thing. Don't quit anything in February and just don't, because I'm telling you, March is on its way and everything looks better in March. So you're not alone in that. That's for sure.
Yeah. And it seems like it's so long and so far off till the end of the school year, till you can have a break again. And I think sometimes like we just long for that break. We long because again, it's hard. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of work, a lot of sacrifice. So we long for that summer break.
Yes.
And so,
here's a practical tip. Take a week off in February.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Are we not allowed to do that?
Well, no, you can do that. But I have my list.
Is your list.
You're jumping ahead, Abby.
Oh, sorry. I'm just ready to take a week off. I'm looking for any reason to take a week off right now.
Abby's going to take a week off in February, apparently. I'm just kidding. Well, we told you in the first episode that we don't actually, we always know what we're going to talk about before we jump on, but we don't really compare notes with each other. So it's kind of funny.
No, we know. But luckily, we're usually equally yoked.
I know. And so you're jumping into one of my notes, but
that's
number three. So I have one and a two.
Whoa, I got way ahead. Sorry.
No, that's okay. So funny.
It should be number one, though.
It should be number one. Well, number one, this is number one. Number one is, which we've already talked about, surrender. Surrender all of it to the Lord, all of it. And when I say surrender, I mean genuinely surrender. Get on your knees, pray, Lord, you help me. I cannot do this. I am tired. I am frustrated. I hate this. I have oftentimes cried out to the Lord for things that have been hard in my life. And I just said, I hate this. Mm-hmm. I literally hate this thing that I'm dealing with.
Yeah, he already knows you do.
Exactly. He already knows. So be honest with him. He already knows. Yeah. But surrender and just say, Lord, you got to help me with this. And he will. I mean, the book of James talks about seeking wisdom, if we ask him for wisdom, he will give it. Cry out to your God. Cry out. I mean, our God. I don't mean your God, like whoever your God is, but
Jesus. That's who we're
Jesus.
Talking about
here. Cry out to Jesus, to the God of the universe. Cry out to God and ask him for help and just surrender it all and just say, Lord, I lay this at your feet. I need your help. So I think that would be the number one thing. The number
You're right. That should be that, number one.
I know. So you were trying to do the take a week off.
Sorry.
That's not
Golly,
number
that
one.
That just makes me not spiritually mature.
Oh my goodness. The number two thing is, which we have talked about many, many, many times, and I will actually link back to a couple of episodes where we've talked about this specifically.
Hot chocolate in the closet.
No, not hot chocolate in the closet. Do you drink hot chocolate in the closet?
No, like chocolate bars, hide chocolate in the closet.
Oh, hide chocolate in the closet. Oh, yeah. That's going to be number five. Okay. Hold on. I'm writing that down.
That has to be in there. Because I'm telling you, moms, sometimes you just need to go in the closet, have a moment, and take your secret chocolate bar.
Literally, before we got on this podcast, I went and got a handful of M&Ms from my secret stash.
See?
I know. It's a thing. But that's number five. So we're only on number two. So number two is know your why. You have to know your why. Abby, you're like the queen of know your why.
I know. Right? And I went right to take a week off and eat chocolate. What is wrong with me?
Oh my goodness. So
that's the voice of reason today.
We have done a few episodes on why to homeschool and you knowing your why. And so you really need to figure out, if you don't yet know, you need to know why you're doing this, because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And if it gets tough, which it will, you're going to say, I'm out of here and I'm not going to do this anymore. Or you're just going to, you know, end up being frustrated and angry all the time and bitter because now your kids are making you homeschool, or the government or your husband is making you homeschool, and it's going to cause bitterness, and we don't want that. So know your why, but figure out what your why really is. What do you read as you read God's word? And, you know, for our family, the verse that we meditate on over and over again when it comes to our why is Psalm 1. And it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, public school, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. We do not want our children to perish. We want our girls to walk in the counsel of the Almighty God, not in the counsel of the wicked. And so for us, Psalm 1 is our why. And so know what your why is. That's the second thing. The third thing is that I would say, and this goes to what Abby was talking about, reset. Mm-hmm. Just reset. Stop what you're doing. Take a week off if you need to. Take 2 weeks off. Take a month off. Whatever you need to do. I'm 100% serious when I say this. If you need to take the rest of the school year off and do nothing but just read God's word and good literature to your kids, do it. Mm-hmm. They will be better off by you doing that than they will be by you living in a state of constant frustration and bitterness and trying to force them to learn the math and the language arts and the science and the history and all the things that you're teaching them. Now, those things are important. You need to teach those. But if you're just at your breaking point and they're at their breaking point, take a step back and reset. And I would say the first way to do this goes back to number one, refer to number one, surrender to the Lord, but also talk with your husband about it and just be honest with him. Say, this is what I'm struggling with, and talk with your kids. You know, if they're three, don't talk with them because they're going to just want to play with trucks, and that's fine. And that's what they should be doing. But if your kids are, you know, upper elementary to high school, especially if they're in middle school and high school, talk with them, because their opinion does matter. And if they are feeling frustrated with the way things are going at home, you don't want them to live in bitterness against you and against homeschooling. You don't want them to come out of your home saying, I hated being homeschooled.
Right. And I think part of that reset and part of what can make kids feel that way is when we do homeschool above life. Mm-hmm. And I see so many homeschool moms who say, I hate homeschooling. And I look at what they're doing. And they're, when we have fun things like, hey, do you guys just want to put books away and go sledding? Well, we can't because we have homeschool.
Yeah.
Or, hey, I can't make it to women's Bible study because I have homeschool. We can't do anything because we are so bound. And I think some part of the reset is homeschool is life. And God wants us to live and live abundantly and not be, you know, slaves to these books. And there is, that's going to make you hate it. And so when you reset and you come back, put life first, and I promise, seek first the kingdom of God, and then live. And academics are going to happen a lot easier when it's not a fight every day, when it's not your priority. So sometimes homeschool can become an idol,
right?
And it overtakes our life, and then we learn to hate it. So live, you know, go for the walk, for goodness sake. Even if the math isn't done, you can come back to it. And that's going to just, I don't know, it's just going to inject joy into your homeschool.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. It's so true. It's so true. So, okay, number one is surrender. Number two is know your why. Number three is reset, and do that with you know, prayer, talking to your husband, talking to your kids, and praying together as a family, just saying, Lord, what do you want our family to look like? How do you want this to play out? And trust him to be able to do that. And then, as you're resetting, my next one, four, would be surround yourself, which we've talked about so many times, surround yourself with community, with like-minded community. You need to be encouraged and be real. We talked about that in the first episode on Monday. You need to be able to be transparent and real with your friends or your family members who homeschool and just say, I'm really struggling. Can you pray with me or for me about this? But find a group of people who will encourage you and try to stay away. And, you know, if you have family members who don't get homeschooling, they don't understand, I'm not telling you to walk away from them, but maybe don't talk about homeschooling with them, you know?
Yeah, and that's something that we have to be careful, because I think so often we don't be real because we're afraid we're going to give homeschool a bad light. Like, oh, they hate it. It's terrible for their family.
Right.
And that's why it's so important to find even just one sister in Christ that you can be real with. And she's not going to go, oh, well, that's why you shouldn't homeschool. Yeah. Where she's going to point you back to Christ, and she's going to hear you and validate what you're saying, but she's not going to leave you stuck there.
Right.
You know, but don't let that be your neighbor who wants to hate homeschooling with you.
Right. Right. Exactly. Be wise. And then, well, I had a number five, but then you added number six. So I'm going to move number six to number five. And number five then is going to be get chocolate, because chocolate apparently gets us through the day.
I don't think we even need to talk about that anymore. It's just something you do.
Right. Because then number six, which was number five, but has now been bumped to six, was listen to this podcast. And I'm totally serious about that. Like, that's why we do what we do. Every week we work really hard and intentionally to bring encouragement to you. And so listen to the podcast. Go back and listen to some episodes from the past. If you go to podcast@schoolhouserocked.com, you will find our podcast.schoolhouserocked.com. Yeah, the @ is our email address. You could go there too and email us, but go to... or just go to schoolhouserock.com and click on the podcast button. That's probably the easier thing to do. But you can go back and you can look at all of the podcasts that we've done and just find some topics. We really try to title them in a way that represents what that specific episode is about. So look at the different topics and see which one might be an encouragement and a blessing to you. But go back, listen to the podcast. Even, I mean, I oftentimes will listen to podcasts a couple of times. Mm-hmm. The podcast I listen to most is Heidi St. John. And so there have been many of her episodes that I'll just go back. I'm like, man, that was so good. And I'll mark it and I'll have to go back and listen to it again because there was so much information in there. And I might need that encouragement a month or two down the road. And so listen to the podcast after you get your chocolate.
Yes.
But don't let your kids know where the chocolate is, because that just defeats the whole purpose of hiding the chocolate.
And one thing we can promise you, every time you listen to this, is we're going to be real and vulnerable. Neither Yvette nor myself are going to ever be anything other than real. So you might hear us say, today really stunk, you know?
Yeah.
But we are always going to point you back to God's word, because it doesn't matter how we feel. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how we feel. You know, our hearts can be wicked and deceitful above all things. What matters is that we're rooted in the truth. And so on those days where you hate homeschooling, remember, how I feel isn't what matters. Right. It's what I do with those feelings. So take them to the Lord and get back on that horse.
I love it. That is a perfect way to end, Abby. Thank you so much. You guys, thank you for listening. Again, go to the website, look at the podcast links that are on there. Also, we have a YouTube channel. I rarely talk about this, but do you know, for those listening, if you're not watching, do you know that we actually do every single podcast on video? So these are all video. Like, you can go to our website, our YouTube channel, Schoolhouse Rocked, and you can find almost all of our, we didn't start doing video until I think maybe a year into it or so. But for the past year and a half, at least, you can watch the videos of most of our podcast episodes. And then you get to see Abby and I in person, and we can have coffee together. So go get your chocolate, go get your cup of coffee, and then join Abby and I, and you can watch these videos instead of just listening to them. So you guys, thank you again for being a blessing to us. Thank you for those who continue to pray for us. Thank you for those who have been so incredibly generous in donating to the ministry of Schoolhouse Rocked. I've said this so many times, we were never meant to do this alone, and we have not done this alone. God has been so faithful to use people like you to help support this ministry financially. So thank you to those of you who have done that. You are a true blessing to us. We will be back next Monday with another fantastic episode. And until then, have a great day. Bye.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.